Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Crocs sent me these Jetsons Crocs. Aren't they fun?
Those are wild.
Crazy, right? I love the Jetsons, but it will say it took me a whole beat to understand what the theme of these were. I was like, what? What? And then I saw the spaceship. I was like, it's the Jetsons.
Jane, his wife.
His boy, Al Roy.
Yeah.
They really did a good job on that song.
They really went. That intro is is molten. Is you know, Pompeii, how that city was preserved under the lava. That really did like kind of engrave itself into my consciousness.
Pompeii, people preserved in lava, and then Hiroshima, people's silhouettes burned into walls from where they were standing when the explosion happened. Like ashes in the shape of their body burned into walls. It's a recurring theme in Watchmen.
Mama. I think about getting vaporized probably more than the average person. What would you
hope or like you worry
think,
or what
no,
is
I
this?
Think about I just think about it like I think it, you know, it was just September 11th. And I think about you know, they say never forget, so I don't. And I think about driving or flying into those Twin Towers or into the Pentagon, because also, you know, we always forget actually that there was the Pentagon and then the one that was supposed to go to the White House.
The Pentagon is still there.
Mama, they were, yeah, but she got struck.
Yeah.
She got struck.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't destroyed completely, but there were four planes, am I right? Forgot. Control room has already forgotten.
Do you think we'll have another event like that in our lifetime?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
feel bad, but yeah.
They're happening, on that scale, they're happening all the time.
Yeah.
Look at Ukraine. You know, I mean, there's like global catastrophes here and there. Told ya, thank you.
I don't want to be like Pollyanna, but like, wait. Oh yeah, the Jetsons believe that was the year 2062. Yeah, right.
Girl,
flying through
please.
The air, I doubt it.
Please.
Girl, Twitter will be called X. Like, still that, like, Mary, Twitter is X.
I'm going to.
What are we doing?
We talked
what
about
are we
this,
doing?
But it deserves. I went on, I opened my phone today. I don't use social media very much anymore.
Me neither.
And I went on to tweet something that I thought was particularly tickling would be particularly enticing to my fan base.
Uh-huh.
And I opened the social media folder and what was down there? We had Instagram, we had Grindr, we had X. And I thought, oh shoot, did I misplace a porno app into this folder? No.
It's Twitter.
It's fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter, formerly known as, or X, formerly known as Twitter. This is like the whole Prince debacle back in the day.
The artist
formerly known as Prince.
Do you think that a lot, maybe it's just you and I, do you think a lot of people are turning the corner on social media? I really care less and less.
I mean, the only thing that really hooked me back in was Lauren Boebert getting jerked off at the theater in Beetlejuice.
What happened?
Lauren Boebert, the congresswoman,
yeah,
getting
the Republican?
Fondled, felt up, finger blasted, and her jerking off her date. During
How
a production
know about
of
this?
Because there was security camera footage and she surely was escorted out of the theater. boobs touched, finger blasted, pussy eaten, dick
sucked. At the musical Beetlejuice.
Kicked out of the theater. Lauren Boebert, congresswoman, disgraced.
At the fucking
in the theater. Wait,
not the movie theater. The booted theater.
Booted out of the theater. Live production with children present. Getting jerked off. Titties fondled. Jerking off her date. Mama, there were babies crying in the aisle. She was booted out the theater.
Figure?
She's a public servant, honey, getting jerked off at the theater. Lauren Boebert reporting
Isn't
for
she,
duty.
She's very conservative, yes. You know what's
she's
funny?
Nuts.
You know what's funny?
She's
if she
nuts.
Was liberal, I think the gays would be like, honestly, work.
Like, no, I think she was only, if she hadn't accused her Muslim colleague of being a suicide bomber, if she hadn't alleged that all drag queens are pedophiles, you know, if she hadn't gone through all this like really harmful rhetoric, I think she would be propped
She'd
up
be,
as a
we
presidential
give her support.
Hopeful.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But she surely is a shit disturber and a troll.
Jerking off is not a crime. Sex is not a crime. But
at
in a theater where there's children and stuff, inappropriate.
Also,
and that's coming from a drag queen who's a groomer,
but
apparently.
Get this though, mama.
Grooming.
Yeah, mama.
I'm grooming.
Yeah, she's lead associate at Groomingdale's. She was when she was kicked out of the theater for unruly behavior, and then she lied, and then when the security camera footage came up, she said, I'm eccentric. Ooh, there ain't no other way.
You're not.
Mama,
you're not eccentric.
You're
actually
fucking,
boring.
You're a perverted bitch who gets.
This is sadly the most exciting thing you've ever done.
Thank you. Fondled
up
at the theater.
Wrong time, wrong place. Wrong time. Listen, let's say you and your betrothed are leaving the theater. And
date.
You're in the
it was just a date.
And you're in the parking garage.
Yeah. And you get finger blasted. Your
no,
panties
and like,
fall off.
The
and
garage
you get,
is basically
no.
closed.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm in yeah. my car. It's tinted
yeah.
windows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That should be about as public.
Sure. Public servant. I don't believe we're servicing the public.
Publicly
in public.
Servicing.
But so Congressman Lauren Boebert, you are a mama. She got jerked up at
well,
the theater.
Do you remember Miss Senator Larry Craig? Remember his toe tapping?
Larry Craig?
Wasn't it Senator Larry Craig?
Oh, and I don't remember.
I believe
this
it was
one.
A Minnesota Republican senator who was toe tapping at the airport. Like, suck my cock. Remember that? I'm not
what
this
do you mean,
breaking news.
Wait, he's doing Morse code? Morse code?
You don't know about toe tapping?
Morse code?
Rigor mortis.
You got to use Morse code?
No. He toe tapping under a stall is like an old school gay way of like,
oh,
do you want to hook
stall.
Up?
Of course. It's yeah. like, hey. Pss, pss.
Oh, no. You thought toe tapping. You said, was he doing a time step?
I thought he was doing like, I thought he was either
Never
doing,
he was tap
I thought
dancing.
He was either doing tap dancing or Morse code.
That did happen, right?
You better yeah. use
and
Morse
again,
code.
But I mean, certain celebrities have gotten in trouble for masturbating at theaters for masturbation.
Yeah, yeah. And these are people who are not publicly elected officials serving the public on taxpayer dollars who are also purporting to live and abide by a code of ethics, morals, and a lifestyle that they are themselves not adhering to.
Nothing of the sort.
Thank you very much, that old maiden jerk off behavior in the theater.
If she was a public figure who was very like pro-sex, pro-queer, pro-everything.
If she was Annie Sprinkle saying, let's fuck trees with our pussies out, that's a different thing.
Annie Sprinkle,
a performance eco-sex performance artist.
Okay.
But she has titties. She's
fucking trees.
She's not a congresswoman. Let's just say that.
No.
No. She's fucking trees. She's fucking the ground. She's doing public cervix announcements. she's legendary, but she's not running for Congress, and she's not getting funded by taxpayer dollars. Let's just say that, mama.
Well,
jerked off at the theater
again. To play devil's advocate, get working 40 hours a week on the public's dime doesn't mean that when you go to the theater, you're on the clock.
No, it certainly
but
doesn't.
This is still inappropriate.
It's still inappropriate because yes, no, you don't. I don't go watch. I don't go to the Wiggles and get cornholed. In the aisle.
No, because well, you don't go to the Wiggles.
No, but I don't go to Blue's Clues and feel up some titties and pussies. I don't a finger blast pussy. I don't put my fingers up and decide pussies and then go sucking on titties. I don't do that. Call me crazy.
Call me
old fashioned Lauren Boebert.
By the way, she's lucky I wasn't there. I would have been like, I just think it's really funny.
Yeah.
You know, like
bitch got kicked, booted out the theater.
But boot, you know what though?
Boot scoot out.
Her support comes from a group of people who
are wild and out with Nick Cannon.
These are the grabber by the pussy people who are
yes.
like, so what?
Yeah.
This is her locker room
talk. So
she jerked off the day.
So she jerked off the day to Beetlejuice. Whatever. So there were 6-year-olds nearby. Whatever. you know?
By the way, not flattering. The artists on stage, you know, they went to AMDA, they went to Milliken, they went to all the musical theater schools, mm-hmm. the conservatories.
The Juilliard.
Yeah. They went to the master classes.
Yeah.
They did a private lesson with Sherry Renee
Thank
Scott.
You.
They did it
Thank
all.
You. Yeah.
And all for what? For them to walk on stage in that Lydia wig? It's not flattering. They're not going, still got it.
No,
like,
no.
They look out.
And Lauren Boebert's got her hand up some guy's asshole,
fisting
him.
Girl. Lauren Boebert is straddling a Sibian in the front row. Vibrating her glasses off. Look, she is crouched over a jackhammer. Okay.
She's taking 4 and 5 loads.
Girl. A traffic cone up her pussy.
There's a line of people. Ushers are ready to.
They're waiting. It's a dump, a cum dump. It's a Lauren Boebert Beetlejuice cum dump.
Oh, Boebert, baby, you've done it again.
First of all, it's not funny.
It's not funny. It's
to make a room full of people consent to your sex act. It's not funny.
That's sexual terrorism.
It's not funny.
On the taxpayer's dime.
What makes it funny is that person who's like, I would never do that, is now doing that. You know what I mean?
And also, drag queens are groomers, but I'm going to get jerked off at the theater in front of a 6-year-old.
You know who's trying to jerk off drag queens? Nobody.
Boebert.
Nobody.
No, Boebert is.
Boebert's at the Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah. She's snuck into the back room.
She's got a bullet vibrator each nose.
She's got Morgan McDykel's tuck untucked, and she's yanking on it. And she's like, Delta, you need them titties sucked, bitch.
Fuck!
Lauren Boebert goes straight
Lauren
to jail.
Lauren Boebert was supposed to guest judge on Drag Race, but she had reached over and was fingering Michelle, fingering RuPaul.
She kept
fingering
asking,
the hilarious Zach Matthews and style superstar Carson Kressley. And she had to be asked to leave because she was being inappropriate.
Theron had to boot her out of the studio.
The musical was Rudel juice. And Lauren said, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. These fingers got a mind of their own.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. By the way, she was on a date. Was it Tinder? Yeah.
TMZ caught up with her a little bit after the incident, and she caught up with her at the airport or something. And she very glibly said, I believe that was, you know, the last of that date or whatever, you know, that person I will not be whatever.
Well, I mean,
it was so flippant and glib and kind of dismissive.
Listen, I'm very sex positive, but in this instance, wrong time, wrong place, lady.
Inappropriate behavior from a public elected official.
Yeah, you could do a lot of flirting, a lot of hand on the knee, hand arm around,
how about this?
Kiss on the cheek.
How about this?
And then you can save that moment for just a little more privacy.
Or about him, but how about you just shut the fuck up, watch the show, and then go home and shit on his face or whatever you want to fucking do.
Or leave in the middle.
Well, they did, but they were booted out.
Leave in the
also,
middle.
Also, they were unruly. They were rude. There was other behaviors that were going on. She's like, oh yeah, I'm going to check party affiliations before I go on another date. Like,
well, vaping, don't even get me started.
Vaping, girl, Mary,
no,
vaping
Mary
at the theater.
No, vaping is worse than the jerking off.
Thank you.
we were on a tour together.
Vaping.
I was on the tour bus. I'm here to tell you that people who vape think that they should vape everywhere and anywhere.
That's,
and I'm not in that school of thought.
Right.
Mary, that strawberry mango mojito cloud of smoke.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
On the tour bus, I walked in and said, what are you doing? It's like, oh, it's just a vape. And I said, get off the bus.
Yeah.
You're the smoker bus.
I know.
And they're not even vaping on the smoker bus. So why are you
thinking? Mom, we're not vaping or smoking on the bus.
Honey.
Oh yeah. We could smoke on the bus.
People in their bunks vaping on the bus.
No,
I'm like, girl.
No, we're not doing that. That's the thing about vaping that I really never.
It's smokers with the audacity, like even further audacity.
But I don't even think it's that, because smokers have a very smoke, especially if you're still smoking now, cigarettes, or weed or whatever, you have a very, there are clear cut, unambiguous boundaries about where and when you can smoke.
Mm.
Like that's the whole kind of gig about smoking. I have to go outside.
Yeah.
It's non-negotiable. If I smoked a cigarette in here right now, damn, you would slap me in the face and kick me out like I was jerking off Lauren Boebert in the theater.
There was a drag queen I worked with in this studio, and I had to go to a gig, and they were closing up, and they were, you know, going to lock the door.
Yeah.
I got home from the gig, reeked of weed in here. Yeah. And I was like, I don't even smoke weed in this house.
Unacceptable. Because the impact that it has, I mean, now granted, the vapor's defense, I would assume, is that, well, it's not gonna seep its way into your curtains, your fabric, your the human hair wigs or whatever. That's not the point.
It's not as bad, for sure.
It's not as bad, but it's still
inappropriate.
It's still inappropriate. But also, the problem with the vaping is because there aren't those boundaries, there aren't those checkpoints in place. Vapors just vape all day, all the time, in the bed, on the toilet.
In the bed?
Are you nuts? What are you nuts?
I don't get in bed with vapors.
Yes, in the bed, all the time, at the sewing machine, at the in the theater, in the handicap stall. Everywhere, in the airplane bathroom, everywhere. It's the the accessibility and the ubiquity of the vaping, which is really the problem.
And not to be, like, just to be honest, I have my own prejudices probably against vaping, right?
Why?
Well, it's so new. I feel like we don't know what a 20-year-old vapor's lungs look like.
No, somebody who's vaping 20
years. We don't
know. We have an inkling, though.
And so I worry about that, at least with like smoking weed or something, we know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so,
well, the research is coming out that it's not great.
It's not great. I mean, I think of, again, Kathy Griffin.
Well, it's certainly
lung
not can't, good.
Never smoked in her life. Lung cancer. I mean, it's not great, right?
Vaping is not great.
I just hope and pray for the vapors that they find that boundary where other people in the room don't go like, just pull out a vape in the middle of my living room. You know what I mean?
Like, it's tough.
I hate being put in that position where I'm like, it's what like a no-shoe household if someone walks in with shoes and I'm like, can you? Well, we just watched Stereo Mom. The cop walks in chewing gum and she goes, I'm sorry, officer, this is a no-gum household. And puts out the tissue and he has to spit it out. Mm. And I was like, yeah, it's your house. It's your boundary.
Yeah.
Say it, girl. You go, girl.
You go, girl. You
say it, girl.
You put that boundary up. I frequently run into that problem in my home because I have a no shoe policy. And it's, but sometimes, depending on if we're just running through, it gets a little nebulous. But hey, listen, so you don't want to put on your shoes, you can't come inside.
I know.
Take off your shoes, you can't come inside.
I know.
But,
well, like this room, this is a white carpet. There was a time where it was like, fuck, if I don't take my shoes off, it gets gross in here quickly. I know. But your socks are worse than your shoes, so now what? Did you tap dance and dog shit on the way here and then put the shoe on? Is that what occurred?
No, I was fisting Lauren Boebert at the theater last night.
Isn't
during the production
crazy?
Of Gone with the Wind.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
She's getting silicone put in her dick at Beetlejuice. Like, she's got saline balls at Beetlejuice.
She was teabagging her Democratic date with her giant engorged saline clit. She was slapping him in the face with
she's
the
doing,
clit.
She's doing
and then
E-stim.
She was spraying the whole of the row with piss.
No, the ushers, some hourly worker usher in an unfitting uniform came over with a little light and she had a sounding rod up her date's cock and she said, what?
What?
You can't. It's a ballad.
It's a knitting needle.
It's a B-side number. Like, no one's watching. Like,
I thought this was still intermission. Yeah, crazy.
Also, singing at a musical is worse than anything.
What do you think is an under?
Could you imagine going to see Les Mis? And why would you go to see Les Mis?
Let's say
the window's open, the curtain's open, and the person next to you is like, at the end of the day, it's another day older, and you're like, this has to stop.
If I went to a production of Les Mis, you know what would happen? loud as I can. The grittiness of life in 19th century France, the conflicts between good and evil, and the concept of redemption are all brought to life on screen in an unforgettable musical journey. Catherine Zeta-Jones did the 2012 Golden Globes. You better catch it.
She did catch it.
She is crazy. Uh-huh. Talk about, I mean, she is crazy. She is
compelling, though.
But
she eats in
untouchable.
Chicago.
She eats. She's untouchable. Everything. Uh-huh. She's an untouchable Welsh superstar.
She's amazing.
Cannot, not down, whatever the opposite
Michael
of down
Douglas?
To earth is.
Her husband?
80 years old.
Yeah, go 78,
off the I believe.
I love May, December. I love old and young.
Love it.
In the adult years. I don't love I don't love 18 and 38. You know what I mean? Like,
or like 12 and 35.
But I love like 50 and 70. Love that. Love well, that.
It's appropriate.
Love that.
You know, it's appropriate.
And women die
much, much
later.
Later.
You're going to outlive your husband probably anyway.
Right.
Might as well lean into it.
Lean into it. Lean into that Douglas dynasty.
We don't see many older women, younger men relationships. I guess
Mary Kay Letourneau would love a word.
But I guess like Demi and Ashton at the time, that's it. That's the only one I knew of.
Oh, come on. There's plenty.
We see it in gay world a lot.
Gay
old,
world.
Young, old young, old young.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because, you know.
It's so fierce
Palm
when
Springs,
like,
how about? I'm going to talk about Palm Springs.
We all have those gay people in our life where you're like, oh, here's your new boyfriend. Was he actually 19? Like, you know,
yeah,
like 20.
I know.
20.
I have been, myself, I have been a perpetrator of this. Let's not call it a crime. Let's just call it a participator in the trend, let's say.
Sure.
In the activity. And
the youngest I've ever been with was somebody who was 23. And at the time I was 30 or whatever.
Well, I mean, that's 7 years is not that much.
But even for me, that was an extreme stretch.
Yeah.
I'm only really attracted to around my age, so I can't throw stones.
Yeah.
I mean, my body's not telling me to fuck 19-year-olds.
Right.
Like, I don't have that instinct.
My body's telling me there's definitely not an age group that I fetishize or that I gravitate towards.
And
honestly,
none of them fetishize you.
Shut
so it kind of works out.
Shut up. So I've hooked up with a few guys recently. One of them, you know, it's always a little bit humbling and perhaps a bit, it's not concerning, it's not insulting, but it is just a little bit eye-opening when they reveal that they are in fact attracted to older men. And then I find myself in the harsh reality of that category because I am in fact an older man to them.
Suddenly it's 27. The beach from old.
Yeah, I'm 25. I got bone density issues, and I'm crab walking down the you know,
right.
in the sand. But I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm 41. This person is 27 or 26 or 25 even, and that's older. That's older, and also I look old now. And
you think
I do? I got no hair. I mean, I have hair, but it's like shaved and gray.
Do you think you look good? I think you look good.
I think my body looks great.
Your body looks great.
My body looks great naked. And I have a nice dick. It's just like, you know, when at certain angles and in certain light in certain situations, it's like, it gives like Tweakle
Christina.
Fester, Tweakle Fester, uh-huh. You know, like Uncle Fester. But
Tweakle Fester. Yeah.
You know, it gives a little creep, you know, if minus the little, the wispies that the creeper had,
yeah.
You know, it gives a little ghoulish.
Yes.
It gives a little ghoulish, but
I'm not agreeing. I'm just listening.
No. But
I see it,
you know, it can give a little ghoulish, but this is funny. Like I was thinking about this recently and because I've noticed that more and more and more, I've come across people who are really, really comfortable and have the instinct to film themselves.
Sure, sexually.
Film each other having sex. I've never had that inclination, I would assume, because I don't exactly think of myself as having a porn star body with striking Hollywood looks in the bedroom. But many, many people who I don't think even think of themselves that way either, it is a much more common practice. I have never, ever wanted to see myself have sex. And I'm totally engrossed in the feeling of it. In the feeling of it.
The presence.
And I don't want to relive it.
I'm not going to stop and record.
No.
When am I going to watch it?
Shitty lighting.
When am I going to watch it?
In iPhone flash lighting of
gritty,
Mary Dugan. I got it. And then we got to set up the shot. And now there's lube on the camera and it's slippery. It's like, I'm not putting a tripod in my bedroom. There's hardly any space.
No, we're not.
Then what if there's no memory?
Not in your house. It's way too small. But some of us could.
What's the alternative? Am I going to prop up four different security cameras? I mean, it's just, then it's a
surveillance
state.
First of all, you're not
going
to use an iPhone. You're going to use a Galaxy because they take better video.
Oh, that they do.
In the dark, they do, for sure.
But guess what? Great. Mary, when we have access to a mostly free of charge library of every single pornographic clip ever made on this God's green earth for nearly free, hardly any money at all, why would I bother to contribute? Why would I throw my little rocks in that stream?
Anybody who does sex work, please tune me out and don't pay attention to me right now. Yeah. Trigger warning.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's paying for porn when it's so available for free?
So
I'm not being looking down on people. I'm saying, why?
I am.
Tell me.
Well, okay, because...
Because I actually don't get it.
Because I'm a sex addict. So it has something to do with being, it has something to do with compulsive sex addiction. In my case, a little bit.
You but like also, the pay for play element.
Well, so I know that this is my unprofessional opinion. I could very well be wrong, but in my case and in the cases of other people I know, there is an overlap.
In the criminal justice system. I don't know why I gave that.
The other people, well, like, they,
it. Would you still jerk off if every time you jerk off that song played?
Mom, I'd probably jerk off more. But like, there is an overlap in the Venn diagram of sex addiction and gambling.
Okay.
So like, say for example, it's almost like it gives shades of Cash Pig.
I'm thinking of Kelly Mantle at that casino when we were on tour.
Yes. Now imagine if instead of slots, where it's another kind of slot. It's a Romanian webcam guy.
But that's different than paying for porn. I'm talking about owning a membership to a porn website.
Which I own.
Sean Cody or whatever. I don't know.
Currently, I am I will release this information. I probably shouldn't, but I'm not ashamed of it. I have plenty of money. I have 4 or 5 active memberships to adult websites. And here's why. Because you get access to extremely... well-lit, super high-definition downloadable files that you can keep forever.
Sure.
Okay.
Rent to own.
So you're, because remember back, I mean, you don't even remember this, because back in the day, a pornographic videotape, I'm talking VHS videotape, bought at the local sex shop, the only place to actually get one, no internet, $60.
What?
Absolutely. Mark, can you corroborate that? I don't think he would care. The peanut gallery would remain silent. 60
Mark's
to
like,
70.
I didn't have a VHS.
A full-length feature film from like Shishi LaRue, for example. All Worlds Video.
Naked Sword.
This is, I think, before Naked Sword. All Worlds Video, these now called vintage pornos, these two-hour pornos, $60 VHS tapes, some $60, $70 at the sex shop. And that was the only way in the 90s 80s.
Because they had the chokehold on your horniness. They could jack up that price.
Of course.
Wow.
So, and that's when those studios like made money and
that's when there was porn stars, then more
Johnny Hazard.
And they make a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but they made
Whereas
money.
Whereas now I think the industry, and I could be just speculating, it seems like there's the few stars in porn, at least gay porn, and then-
Self-made.
Well, the interest is, even though stars, the interest is fucking new, and it's never been on camera, It's all about new.
This is what I was just saying to Anthony. It was like I believe the real currency in LA and perhaps everywhere else in terms of gay male sexuality is novelty.
Yeah.
It's not who has the biggest muscles, who has even the biggest dong, that is very big on the currency thing. It's who's new.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's new? Who's new on the scene?
And
what's
what we
the
love
new
is
flavor?
New fucking someone
novelty.
We like.
Because
then you have the security of, well, I love him.
Yeah. And there's a new guy. Yeah.
And we love new, never been on camera, never done this before. New.
Yes. And also like it's the cycle because the desire pleasure brain, that's all it seeks. New, faster, better, hotter. And it's just, sometimes it's a lateral. It's not like climbing up the ladder of the mountain of hotness. It's going around the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way that kind of like desire brain works when it's in that really like, kind of intense addictive
cycle. Well, especially
cycle.
In straight world too, because again, I'm not in straight world, but as open to sex things as gay people are, straight people are like, they got that fucking wedding ring by 22 and they are like horse blinders of like, if you're not like, I would say that porn thrives because people are restricted. It's a way to experience things without like, I don't know, leaving your house. You can have very full color HD sexual experiences on your phone. God, and it's healthy.
Honey.
Very healthy.
3D virtual reality. You can get jerked off by Jenna Jameson.
What do you think of people who think porn is bad?
Well, I think that those people, I think those people, if it's a moral issue, that's where I take umbrage. I take umbrage with that. But it's anything.
Anything in excess can be a problem.
Anything in excess is a problem. And when we're dealing with a sexual, that kind of dopamine release of like sex addiction, anything can become a problem.
Yeah.
It's pickle eating. It's popsicle stick house making. Is it interfering with your life?
Extraction videos.
There you go. Anything, really. I mean, it's like people eating their own feces. You know, I think it's healthy, but other people wouldn't agree.
Let's take a break.
I've been a person who definitely has had bouts and bouts of
mean streaks,
porn addiction.
Sure.
I mean, you know, usually on Cractina, but sometimes not. And one time in Boston, this is listeners, if you have a faint of heart, please close your ears for the next about minute and a half. I masturbated for 18 hours straight. Didn't go to the bathroom.
You couldn't figure it out.
Couldn't figure out how to get the pee-pee hole. Are you kidding? I was clear-headed and stone-cold sober.
You were at the library. Yeah. You were at Beetlejuice.
I was actually a double feature.
I was at Beetlejuice and Les Mis.
I creamed a cream of life gone by. Yeah, I was huddled on my desk, my computer desk chair and up above the Jacques apartment, shades
you were
drawn.
You were in the castle on a cloud.
Mama, it was puff, 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 the magic, tweaker. And it was rubbing the skin off, pulling on the taffy, long past the point of actual objective pleasure.
Scabs.
Mama scabs and it was
track marks.
She was
on the
scabbing,
dick.
Scabbing. Yeah. She was scabbing. She crossed the picket line into scab territory. Anyways, that's like she was sag cut her off. Sag cut her the fuck off for being a scabby dicked bitch. She said, "Where's the show?
Why we need
the
writers.
Card.
This is
show
why we need writers." This is why we need writers. Show us on the doll where the picket line crossed you.
Thank you. Well, scabby bitch. But anyway, so porn is a I don't think that porn is, if we're talking about human rights violations and issues notwithstanding, trafficking not an issue, consent is all there. Porn itself is not bad. It's a tool.
Well, can I ask? There's so much free porn. And guess what I'm getting to is if you seeked out free I don't know. If there was an ex-hamster of pirated movies, that's illegal. That's bad. It's bad to not pay for movies. But if there's porn clips on Pornhub, let's say, maybe they've been pirated, maybe they haven't, and I have no way of knowing. Am I hurting the industry by watching free porn?
Yes, you are.
I am.
You are taking cash out of these independent...
No, but like we really are, right?
No,
like
no,
if
no.
I watch porn clips
Honey,
on Twitter...
What if I pirate your fucking... What if I pirate your fucking music?
Who would?
Lauren Boebert.
Lauren Boebert. Well, they didn't check it out, but Lauren Boebert had AirPods in.
And it was a raisin in the sun.
Yeah. She was singing my music.
Yeah, she was like, Malibu.
Yeah.
No. But it's, I mean, because what? I don't know. I could list off Julian, Austin, Roman, Logan, Sharon.
Tina.
Yeah. Thanks for holding on the fort. Yeah. But I would be... not robbing them, but depriving them of...
Well, the ethical way is
they provided me with the service, and I did not pay the admission price.
You got it the roundabout way.
I got it. I went through the back door. I snuck into the theater and jerked off.
Oh my gosh, you're right. You're right.
I snuck into the theater.
You're right.
And I did not have an admission ticket, and I got to experience the full fierceness of their performance.
You know, this is a call to action here, and I'm with you. The next time we all want to watch porn, let's try to find it and get it the most responsible way.
How about this though? So I was talking to a creator who makes his entire living off of OnlyFans and Just for Fans and all those kind of independent sites. He's a content creator of the porn variety, and he admitted that he don't fucking pay for porn either.
I get it. I mean, I feel very strongly about stealing music. I think that's really wrong. I have never illegally downloaded music since I was like 18.
Do you know that I fucking haven't either, but because of, it's not because of morality, it's because of stupidity.
Yeah, like how am I going to go find a backdoor site?
Like I never knew LimeWire, Napster. Girl, I don't know. Never knew how to use it.
But I consider stealing movies wrong. I consider stealing music wrong. We need to consider sapping off porn wrong. Unless you're getting it from where someone's selling it, maybe we do need to think of it as wrong.
And also here's the thing. One of the reasons why I do go to the source is because of the quality. I'm not trying to watch 480.
Right.
Honey. 480.
Right.
I want 1080.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want the pixels.
Yeah.
I want the depth.
Yeah.
I want the full length. I don't want some watermarked little highlight clip in shitty resolution.
Right before they come.
Yeah, Mary. You skip that part. You know that's my favorite part. Why'd you skip over her? Why'd you skip
because
over her?
Because they want you to. They're trying to get you to be ethical.
And also, you are supporting a third party goon. Who created their own little thing by stealing other stuff. Do you know what I mean?
And running money off the watch. Ads. And running money off the ads.
Movado watch. It's that kind of energy.
Yeah.
This fell off a truck and I'm out in the square selling it. And hey, my watch.
Also, like all those porn videos start with a voiceover that's like, the new porn game where you get to fuck your mom.
Yeah.
It's always that.
Jerk mate. Yeah. So easy to use. Or like, if you don't watch this video, you have to fuck your granny. did you hear that one? Yeah. It's crazy.
It's like the all online sex multiplayer where you fuck your fucking parents. It's always that.
If you don't finish
like,
this video.
Do you like busty blondes? It's like, do you want to drink your grandma's piss today, son?
Well,
do
you're
you
gonna
wanna jerk
to
it with Warren at Beetlejuice?
Yeah. You had a hard on for Bobert. Stay tuned. Yeah, it's crazy. So, my porn cleanse, which I've had a couple, and I gotta tell you, I'm not a Puritan. I'm one of those people. I sex is lovely. I love pleasure, all that crap. But to do those resets where you really kind of. Where you just you kind of clean the slate a little bit because we do get oversensitized.
You close the door to the spiritual realm.
Yes, and I'm telling you, this is for me personally at least. When you oversaturation with the pornography and having grooving those tunnels to orgasm becomes detrimental to actual real life sexual pleasure in terms of like, can I get off with another person without switching on the TV, without going in my head thinking about something else. Like, you know what I mean? Like those, and I've noticed this with the younger crowd of 24 and over, let's say, where they can't get off naturally. They have problems with their boners because they've been watching, they've been watching every kind of porn since they were 12.
I could use a boner problem.
Mama.
I could use a boner problem.
Your heart is a rock. It's the redwood forest down there.
No, but ever since I started drinking, now when I'm horny, it's a pressing incident. It's an impediment to my day.
Literal,
it needs to be dealt
with. Pressing.
It's really hard for me to not handle it.
All these puns.
And, you know, now that I live with David,
wait, are you saying that you become an uncontrollable sex monster?
No, but like now that I live with David,
oh.
I'm like, well, Mama. You're in the house.
Yeah.
Let me go jerk off secretly in the bedroom. This is your problem now, you know.
You walk into the redwood
TV,
forest,
I walk in front of the TV naked and go.
Yeah. I'm... erect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not that, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess without the ebb and the flow of being hungover or drunk or whatever, my body's just like
healthy.
Well, what about being horny?
Yeah. It's probably the circulation.
Yes, and the exercise, the water, and everything.
And also, Mama, you ever noticed on leg day you get super horny if you do a workout, the lower body workout, those intense leg workouts? Horny as fuck
after
later
long
on.
Runs. Yeah, big time.
Yeah. If you do heavy weight on the legs, quad hamstring workouts, Mama, you will, that boner, somebody could hang from it one-armed off a cliff.
Yeah. Lauren Berbert. She's got my prolapse in her mouth.
She's got two fingers in your ass.
Yeah.
There are other full fists on your dick, and you are feeling up her fucking titties at the Lion King.
Do you think we went too hard on Lauren today?
I don't think we went hard enough, because she certainly seems to.
Listen. We have a great sense of humor about sex.
Congresswoman Boebert, we salute you.
Yeah.
And your nasty fucking agenda.
I have a healthy sense of humor about sex. And I do love when the conservatives go down.
Well, because Mama, the name of their game is by and large hypocrisy, right?
Hypocrisy.
And the name of the game of, just to draw very, very broad, horrible generalizations, I would say the right is hypocrisy. The left is fucking, what do you call that? Like a
Leg Avenue.
Pussy face, blithering, blathering in action, whatever, you know? Right. I don't know. It's just crazy. But the porn thing is...
I would just recommend anybody out there, if you're horny, leave the theater and go home and have sex. It's just a better move.
Of course, especially if you're a public servant, you gotta think about your constituents. You know, I think she's really just a troll, though. All press is good press with the troll folk.
That's tea.
Okay, can I also talk about? I've been getting very strong. I've been making significant progress with my little fitness at home. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on hangs. I've got one arm hangs going on.
Go on.
Yeah. But I've been getting very strong, and I've just noticed it's because of consistent. It really do take consistent. Consistency is the watchword here.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's like you. And this
You're
is
conditioning
so,
your body know, to
know,
do something.
I know. I know. It's so it's self-explanatory, not news to anybody. But it's like, but the joy of it is really keeping me tethered to this earthly realm as of late.
Isn't that great? I enjoy exercise so much that I get sad at the idea that if I do it in the morning, the rest of the day, it's over.
Well, let me tell you something.
Do you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something. You're gonna love this. I've recently discovered that it doesn't have to be a wrap in the morning. You can do another one in the evening.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll lift in the morning and then run at night. Oh, or if I have a long one in the morning, I'll still do a short run at night. Oh, and I do love it.
Or a little movement snack after lunch.
Yeah. And now that the heat is breaking, mm-hmm. I'm running out. Because I love the treadmill because it keeps me from running in 100-degree heat. But I get bored.
Yeah, of course. You're on a hamster wheel.
I love feeling like I'm going somewhere. LA traffic. I love fearing for my life.
Yeah. You know? The thrill of Lauren Boebert might be around the corner trying to clip you.
Entirely.
With a Hummer.
Girl, giving someone a Hummer.
On Santa Monica Boulevard.
On Santa Monica Boulevard.
But not slowing
She's
down.
She's in Vaseline Alley. Yeah, She's taking loads.
She is at Flex Spa. Legs up.
She's
in
a
dark
spa.
Room.
She's sucking cock at Wee Spa. That's horrible. Poor thing.
But who? Poor thing.
Us dragging this
woman.
Wall
at the Wee Spa? Yeah. Mama, she dragged herself in and out of that theater, jerking that man off. Give me a break.
Wasn't the Wee Spa where that woman was?
Yes. Penis and testes.
Woman.
Penis and testes.
The transphobic woman.
Penis and testes. Penis. No, dick, ball, and testy.
I've never been to one of those spas because I know personally, I don't really want to see people naked personally.
I think I told this story briefly, but I'll recap a little bit. I was... hoodwinked, bamboozled, and not maliciously, but taken to that place under false pretenses, because as soon as we arrived, me and my silicone bald friends and porn star friends, who had no problem disrobing immediately, once you're given a face cloth as a towel.
Is it a sex place?
No, absolutely
no,
it's
right?
not. Absolutely it is
spa.
Not. We spa. It is not a sex club. It is a spa.
Flex is a sex place.
Flex is the spa.
Or it's implied.
Flex is a sex club.
Okay.
It's a men's spa with sex. People doing, shooting up meth there. Okay. No, that's real. But people are not doing that at the Wee Spa. It is a Korean spa. It's a Korean spa that has hot tubs and cool tubs and cold plunges and all the things. But it is a nude spa. So you are, when you get in the hot tub, there are no clothes allowed.
That spooks me. I would want to be a part of that.
It spooks me too because I'm Catholic and I was raised to be ashamed of my naked body, that it was a crime.
I'm not ashamed of my naked body, but other people's nudity makes me a little uncomfortable. And
right,
that's my own whatever. But
right.
Maybe
Same
that means
thing.
I'm supposed to go. Like exposure therapy.
I mean, it couldn't hurt. And you won't. And let me tell you something. I was concerned that maybe I would become aroused. And Mama, that does not happen.
No.
It doesn't fucking happen. It doesn't fucking happen. Maybe it does to some other person, but I feel like...
Well, it's like if you take Viagra, it doesn't make you horny.
No. You have to be turned on to be horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's that on that.
Okay, so, fun fact, we're going to leave this on a cliffhanger. Guess what I tried? Trimix. See you next week.